Get Sleepy is a production of Slumber Studios and is made possible thanks to the generous support of our sponsors and premium members. If you'd like to listen ad-free and access weekly bonus episodes, extra-long stories, and our entire back catalogue, you can try out Premium free for 7 days by following the link in the episode notes. Now, a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Get Sleepy, where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm your host, Thomas. Thanks so much for listening. Tonight's story was written by Chase and will be read by TK. We'll soon join Robert and Lisa, a recently retired couple, as they spend their days fishing, birdwatching, and lounging in their backyard hammocks at their mountain cabin. We'd love to have your support on Get Sleepy Premium, the very best way to listen to the show. Get Sleepy Premium features over 650 full-length episodes. Everything is completely ad-free, and there are loads of extra-long episodes to keep you company throughout the night. Every single Thursday, we release a brand new exclusive bonus episode. Tomorrow, I'll be reading a lovely story about a man who lives in a beautiful, remote part of Scotland. The Shetland Islands. I'd love for you to join me for it. The first 7 days of your premium subscription are free, and you can cancel any time. For more information on all of our plans, visit getsleepy.com/support or just follow the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for supporting what we do. Now then, let's prepare for a good night's sleep by coming to rest in a comfortable place and freeing our minds of any burdensome thoughts or concerns. Draw in a nice, deep breath, feeling your chest and stomach expand with the inhale. Then release it slowly, gradually allowing the air to flow back out. Whatever came your way today, however you feel about it, remember that all we can truly do is live in the present moment, the here and now. And when we focus on that fact, you'll usually find that the stress and worries of life begin to dissipate. Here and now, you are safe. Here and now, you're at ease. Here and now, there is nothing to be done. And here and now, You are breathing gently, and you are living in the moment. I know our thinking minds have a tendency to look for problems or threats or things we perceive as concerning. But here and now, in this very moment, there's nothing to worry about whatsoever. So see if you can really lean into that sense of presence tonight. Enjoying the feeling of your calming breaths, the comfort of your safe and cozy bed, and the relaxing story that TK is about to tell. Then, whenever you're ready, you can enjoy a peaceful night's sleep. It's time to meet Robert and Lisa, who have just retired. They're now on a drive to the mountains, ready for a new routine of relaxation.
It was a very special Sunday morning. The sun began to rise above the majestic mountain peaks, giving the landscape a golden glow. Robert and Lisa's car wound its way up the serpentine dirt road. They had decided to celebrate the start of retirement at their favorite secluded haven. This chapter of their lives was a long time coming. Now that it had finally arrived, both were ecstatic. They couldn't wait to indulge in a life where they could do anything they wanted, whenever they wanted. It may have taken years, but they had made it. Now there were no work schedules and no responsibilities. As the car turned around the final bend, the narrow road gave way to a gravel path, and their humble abode came into view. It had been too long since they last visited their cabin. The house was situated on a hill, standing as a rustic beacon of charm and comfort. Adorning the exterior were cedar shingles that had weathered to a muted gray, blending harmoniously with the natural surroundings. The large wraparound porch extended an invitation. Two well-worn Adirondack chairs beckoned them to sit and rest. A hanging basket of vibrant flowers added a touch of color to the scene, while copper chimes tinkle in the breeze. Even the air here was different. It was crisper, fresher, and laden with the enticing aroma of pine and earth. A sense of liberation washed over the couple as they stepped out of the car and took their first deep breath. They embraced the tranquility of their mountain refuge. The city's hustle and bustle already a distant memory. The only sounds they could hear, other than the chimes, were the occasional song of a hidden bird and the rustle of leaves. Robert and Lisa stepped over the threshold and entered the cabin. The interior was a blend of rustic and cozy. A well-loved rocking chair sat by the window, the perfect spot to relax in contemplation, while the walls were covered with photographs that captured some of the best moments from their past. There was their wedding day, a picture of a family gathering a few years back, and a snapshot of them in their younger years. They had so many fond memories together. Life had given them blessings in abundance. And now, they were starting a new chapter, full of infinite possibilities. Moving at a leisurely pace, Robert and Lisa unpacked their belongings and placed them in their designated spots throughout the cabin. It felt like they were unwrapping a gift as they put their things away. When they finished unpacking, the couple decided to go outside to sit on the porch. The landscape was painted in hues of pink and orange. As the sun rose higher, casting streaks of light across the rolling hills, Robert poured them each a cup of coffee as they settled in the porch chairs. Then, with the lake glistening in the distance and the mountains surrounding them, they began to reminisce. They talked happily, remembering their early days, their serendipitous chance encounter was a particularly fond memory, and they could remember the very moment when they both realized that they were meant to be together. Each story was a part of their history, and a love that had grown stronger with every passing day. A little later, Robert and Lisa decided to head out with swimsuits on underneath their clothes and picnic supplies in hand. They walk through the woods, the rustling leaves providing a soundtrack to their steps. And in the meadow nearby, they pause to gather flowers. Then they followed a narrow path that led them through a copse of trees. And before long, they found themselves standing at the edge of a small, tranquil lake, shimmering like liquid silver. The water reflected the sun and the sky, which held the promise of a beautiful day ahead. Lisa placed a hand on Robert's shoulder as they took off their shoes, their feet sinking into the cool grass. In this moment, they were present, surrounded by nature's awe-inspiring grandeur. The breeze played with Lisa's hair as Robert's hand found hers, their fingers intertwining with a gentle familiarity. After a while, they spread the blanket out for their picnic, and once they'd unwrapped their sandwiches, they shared bites and stories, talking and laughing. Then the shed caught their attention. It stood near the shore of the lake. Robert suggested they try their hand at fishing, something they always did when they were here. With a big grin, Lisa grabbed his hand, and they made their way to the shed. Inside, they found the array of fishing supplies they had acquired over the years. And there was their old paddle boat by the dock. The two of them climbed in and used the oars to propel the vessel forward. The gentle lapping of the water against the boat's sides was like a soothing lullaby. When they reached a spot near the middle of the lake, they cast their lines into the water. Then they waited in companionable silence to see if they got any bites. They might not catch anything, but this didn't bother them a bit. They were having fun, without a care in the world. Simply being there together, surrounded by nature's beauty, was what mattered. Perhaps for the first time in their lives, they were enjoying and perfecting the art of doing nothing. And that was something. Eventually, the sun decided to call it a day, beginning its descent and casting an orange and pink glow across the sky. Robert and Lisa headed back to the shore. they hadn't caught a single fish. But their spirits were light and their hearts full. After securing the paddle boat to the dock, they swam in the lake, splashing and playing like carefree children. When they'd had their fill of fun at the lake and dried off, they gathered up all their supplies and flowers and began the walk back. Before long, the stars began to dot the sky. And soon, still holding hands, Robert and Lisa arrived back at the cabin. Inside, the soft glow of the lamps scattered around the room welcomed them home. After they took showers and changed into their pajamas, Robert got to work, lighting a fire in the stone fireplace. Its crackling warmth cast dancing shadows on the walls. They sat side by side on the comfy sofa, wrapped in an old woolen blanket, and they gazed out the window at the expanse of darkened wilderness beyond. It was a special, quiet moment in which the weight of the world lifted from their shoulders. Here, in this cabin in the mountains, they were free to just be. They could embrace the simplicity of life, take in the wonder of nature, and simply exist. A sense of profound gratitude settled over them as they looked out at the starlit sky. They hadn't just come to the cabin, but to a place where time seemed to slow down and the beauty of the world was theirs to savor. The next day, the soft glow of dawn filtered through the curtains, painting the bedroom in shades of warmth. Robert stirred as the first rays of sunlight touched his face. He turned toward Lisa, who was still peacefully curled up asleep beside him, and smiled at her serene expression. She had an aura of contentment about her, not a trace of worry to be found on her face. Robert gently slid out of bed, his footsteps light on the wooden floor. Moving with quiet efficiency into the kitchen, he put a fresh pot of coffee on. The scent mingled with the savory sizzle of eggs in the pan. After cooking the omelets to perfection, he squeezed a couple of oranges to make their morning juice. The citrusy aroma infusing the air. Then he made his way back to the bedroom. He held a tray with two steaming plates of fluffy omelets, a jug of orange juice, and a small bouquet of wildflowers in a mason jar. He softly set the tray down on the bedside table and leaned in to brush a gentle kiss against Lisa's temple. As her eyes fluttered open, she smiled and took in the delectable spread before her. Her eyes warm with affection, Robert whispered good morning to her, and Lisa echoed the words back to him. He picked up the tray and placed it between them as he moved to sit down beside her. The next few minutes were spent savoring the breakfast he had prepared with such care. When the last bite of omelet had vanished, they pushed the plates aside and got out of bed. And once they were dressed, Robert and Lisa stepped outside. The sun colored the cloud-dappled sky in swirls of gold and blue. The day's agenda was simple: cloud watching and going on a hike. Taking a soft blanket, they lay on the grass, side by side, with their gazes skyward. The clouds drifted lazily, their hues and forms ever changing. Lisa found one that reminded her of a cat chasing its tail and pointed it out. The tail was made of wispy tendrils dancing on the breeze. Robert laughed as he pointed to a cloud that looked like a ship, its sails billowing in an invisible wind. While time slipped by, they became lost in the beauty of nature's display. A castle in the sky transformed into a whimsical village, and a dragon morphed into a phoenix. Every cloud was a fragment of a story and an opportunity to indulge in imagination. With outstretched arms, their fingers traced invisible lines connecting the dots of their cloud creations. After a while, they got up and made their way inside to prepare lunch. The cabin's interior was bathed in soft light, and the air was filled with the aroma of sandwiches and fresh fruit. Once they'd finished their meal, Robert and Lisa decided to embark on an afternoon adventure, going on a hike along a familiar trail they had known for years. A forest of ancient trees lined the path. The couple moved at a leisurely pace as they took in the sights and sounds of the woods. Before long, they came upon a sunny clearing where a family of white-tailed rabbits hopped through the grass. The sight of the carefree animals frolicking warmed their hearts, and the couple paused to watch, exchanging a smile. As they continued their hike, they eventually entered another clearing. An old yellow poplar tree stood tall and proud at the edge of the forest. This was the tree they had visited many times before. And on the trunk, they found their initials inside the heart they had carved onto the bark years ago. With a fond smile, Robert pulled Lisa close, and they shared a tender embrace beneath the branches of the tree. Time seemed to stand still in that moment as they reflected on their enduring love and the countless memories they had created together. The tree was an old friend and a part of their story. They walked hand in hand back to the cabin as the sun began to set. With every step they took along the path, they were reminded of just how far they had come. The day had been simple, yet profound. Celebrating the depth of their relationship and the beauty of nature. Darkness descended as they reclined on the porch, gazing up at the starry sky. Their fingers traced invisible lines as they pointed out the constellations to each other, their voices hushed. Together, they made a celestial map marked by the North Star and the Big Dipper. And they found great satisfaction in identifying nearly all of the constellations. The stars seemed to draw closer as the night wore on, creating a deeper sense of intimacy. Robert and Lisa sat side by side as they lost themselves in the peaceful moment of togetherness, admiring the beauty of the sky, they felt part of the vast universe. It was the morning of their third and final day at the cabin. The first tendrils of dawn crept through the windows, filling the room with an ethereal light. The bird song outside gently roused Robert and Lisa awake. They stirred under the covers, opening their eyes to a brand new day. Slipping out of bed, they shared a smile. The morning serenade of nature's orchestra was a reminder of life's beauty. Robert and Lisa changed into casual clothing with unhurried movements, ready to embrace another lazy day. In the kitchen, a small basket of fresh berries and a plate of muffins awaited them. They had prepared the food the day before, and now a delightful aroma filled the air as they warmed up the muffins. Carrying the simple breakfast on two plates, Robert and Lisa went outside toward a pair of hammocks, swaying gently in the breeze. After placing the food on a small table, they settled into the hammocks, and there they rocked back and forth, the rhythmic motion lulling them into a relaxed state, and the sun tickling their faces. With a quiet appreciation, they savored the berries and muffins. And when they'd finished eating, Lisa reached toward the stack of books on the table. She selected one that had a warm cover and well-thumbed pages. Then she settled back into the hammock, opening the book to a marked page. Robert's voice joined hers as she began to read one of her favorite parts aloud. The book had many passages that held a special place in their hearts. The words spoke of love, connection, and the beauty found in life's simplest moments. Taking turns reading, they discovered more than one parallel between the themes in the book and their own journey. Their conversation flowed effortlessly as they shared their thoughts. Occasionally, they paused to reflect on how the sentiments mirrored some of their own experiences. One passage was about finding solace in nature, and in another part of the book, there was a description of a couple's enduring love. Robert and Lisa flipped through the pages, playfully debating the meanings of certain phrases. By the time they finally closed the book, the passages held new layers of meaning. Robert and Lisa stayed in their hammocks, content to rock gently in the breeze, while the birds continued their serenade. Eventually, they took their empty plates into the cabin and cleaned up. And when they were done, they stepped outside once again. Their next adventure would be a peaceful one. birdwatching had always been a shared passion of theirs. So, with binoculars in hand, they ventured out to the woods surrounding the cabin. The sun filtered through the leaves, casting a dappled pattern of light and shadow on the forest floor. The couple's footsteps were light, like they were treading on sacred ground. There was no need for words. A simple tap on the shoulder was enough to draw attention to a brightly colored bird flitting through the branches. There were frequent stops in which they raised their binoculars and fixed their gazes on the treetops. And with every bird sighting, their faces lit up with wonder. A cardinal's vivid red plumage caught their attention, with its striking contrast against the green foliage. A woodpecker tapped out a rhythmic melody against a tree trunk, and a blue jay hopped through the grass. In those moments, the world beyond faded into the background. Later in the day, Robert and Lisa found a peaceful spot by a babbling brook and sat down, resting the binoculars on their laps. Simply sitting there, they allowed the tranquility of the surroundings to seep in. Their only companions were the distant calls of birds and the sigh of the wind. In the late afternoon, they returned to the cabin, and once the fire was lit, they gathered around the fireplace. The flames cast a warm, golden glow, illuminating their faces. They curled up on the comfy sofa, laughing and sharing stories. They couldn't help but wonder what stories awaited them in this new chapter of retirement. Their eyes shone with a renewed sense of adventure, for they knew that together they could do anything. Life held endless possibilities. Lisa rested her head on Robert's shoulder as they stretched out on the sofa. The fire's glow, casting soft shadows on the walls. The crackling flames were a comforting rhythm. And in those quiet moments between their words, they realized the gift of each other's presence. But there was one more thing they wanted to do before night fell. Watch the sunset. Robert and Lisa went outside to sit on the porch, admiring the vibrant colors of the surrounding scene. reclining back in their chairs. They reflected on their stay at the cabin, gazing at the rugged peaks of the mountains that had become their companions. It had been a time of simple pleasures, quiet moments, and shared joy. Their hearts were full of the best kind of memories. As the sun finally dipped below the mountains, they watched the sky transform, its fiery hues radiating a warm glow over the land. Twilight was fast approaching, the air calm and still. And soon, the last sliver of sun disappeared beneath the horizon. The stars came out, twinkling like jewels in the sky, while the mountain's shadowed forms gave depth and contrast to the scene. And in that moment, Robert and Lisa knew they were a part of something so much greater than themselves. They stayed on the porch, holding hands, comfortable in the darkness. Retirement had ushered in an amazing new chapter in their lives, and they couldn't wait to fill its pages with more adventures together. The future was theirs for the taking.